This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. As universities across the country prepare for the fall 2020 semester, many face a tough decision: go online or try to bring students back on campus. Now, new rules from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement are making that decision harder. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
This week, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, released new rules for international students in the U.S. The directive states that foreign students whose universities opt to go entirely online for the fall academic semester must return home or face deportation. Last fall, the University of Arkansas hosted over 1,300 international students, about 5% of the school's total enrollment. Michael Freeman, the director of international students and scholars at the university, says, as of now, these rules should not impact international students here this fall.
So the new directive addresses three different scenarios for universities in the U.S. One is if their university is going completely online, the one if they're just going back to face-to-face as usual, and then if a university is doing a hybrid model where some classes will be online and some will be remote or some will be face-to-face. And so university kind of fits in that third category of a university who's doing some remote online, some face-to-face classes. And so it's allowing students who are in the United States in what we call an F1 visa category to be able to take at least one face-to-face, but they can fill up their full-time hours with online or remote classes, where in the past they've only been able to use one remote or online class for their full-time enrollment.
Right. And do you know what might happen, since it will be a hybrid for the U of A, if something were to deteriorate come in the fall and then everything had to go online? Would that change the status for international students? Do you know?
Yeah, that's something we don't know. As you know, the guidance was just kind of looking at, from what we could read, was looking at starting fall semester, how is the university going to be presenting coursework? And so, you know, if in the country things deteriorate with COVID as they did last spring, you know, we don't know if CFP will come out with new directives or what will happen. But, you know, right now we're just looking at the beginning of the fall semester and how we're presenting classes.
Right. And what do international students who are here now, who are maybe nervous about their visas or nervous about what might happen, what do they need to know? What guidance are you communicating to them?
Right. So currently we're letting them know that they first need to let us know what their plans are. You know, if they're going to continue enroll at the University of Arkansas, are they planning to go home? And so that's the first thing we need to know is that they are going to be here in the university to take classes. And then, you know, we're informing them that they need to be in at least one face-to-face. They should be enrolling in as many face-to-face sections as they can, but if they can only find one and everything else is going to be online or remote, you know, that's going to be okay. But they need to be enrolled in a full course of study in that combination of face-to-face as well as online.
And I'm just wondering if you have, are there any international students who are fully online but who aren't in the country, who are doing their work from abroad?
Yes, So that's an option we're looking at. You know, there's some complications with that we're trying to investigate of, you know, does that country allow foreign institutions to give classes remotely? And so our global campus is looking at that for us. But we're hopeful that most of our students, if they choose to stay home, would be able to take remote or online classes while they're at home to keep their enrollment up in order to continue with their degree program here.
Right. And with there were visa restrictions that were laid out, I guess that was a month ago or so, for H-1B visas. Did that affect any students?
It doesn't affect students. It affected for us because H-1s are employees. But it is affecting some of our faculty and researchers who are trying to get here for the fall. And so we're anxiously looking at that and seeing how we can help support them, while they're waiting for their visas to be approved.
Do you have any news on how many faculty or researchers that might affect? And
yeah, currently we're fortunate that many of the faculty we've hired on H-1s are currently in the United States, so it doesn't affect them. So We have, you know, up to 10 faculty and researchers who are outside the U.S. who this is their first H-1 to get, and who were kind of, you know, watching and waiting and seeing if anything will happen that will open the doors for them to come in the fall.
Is there anything that you think people should know about these new restrictions?
Well, I just want to say how supportive the community here in Fayetteville has been with international students. We've had some conversations with students about how Fayetteville is it welcoming or you know for them, and you know students overwhelmingly say how welcoming Fayetteville is, and so I'm really appreciative of the community. We've also the generosity of the community. Many have given some financial support to help students who, you know, are in emergency situations now that they can't go home, and you know they were planning going home over the summer, and now they have found themselves having to stay here in Fayetteville, and so really appreciate both the you know moral support that the community has given as well as you know financial support to help in emergency situations for the students. So I'm very proud of the community, both at University of Arkansas, but also Northwest Arkansas, and their support for our international students and scholars that are here.
Because I think, you know, international collaboration is kind of it's an important thing for a university. What does having international students add to the U of A, and how does this affect that?
Right. Every year we go out to a little community called Green Forest up in North Arkansas, and we've been doing this for, gosh, about 25 years now. And, you know, just that impact that these international students have on that community, even if we just go once a year, but, you know, these students are from Green Forest are seeing people from around the world that they may not have ever had a chance to see. And so our international students impact our community in that way of going out to schools, going out to retirement communities, you know, sharing their stories with our local community and really enriching Northwest Arkansas. And Northwest Arkansas has really changed over the 35 years I've been here with, you know, Walmart expanding and Tyson. So we've become much more of a multicultural community. But the international students is a big part of that expansion of the, you know, having a different perspective here in Northwest Arkansas, and you know, being able to see the world differently because they know someone that is from another country. So I feel like students really enrich the campus as well in the classroom, as well as the community as they go out and share themselves with the community.
Freeman says if students have questions about their visa status for the fall semester, they should contact their faculty advisor and find more information online at international-students.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.